exercise, eat right, and get a little travel in? That could be a mind and soul expanding experience, but many college students here in the U.S. don't take advantage of global study programs. According to the Institute for International Education, only 1% of co-eds study abroad, and of those, just over 3% are African American. But Bardoli Global wants to change that. Just a year old, the program has already helped dozens of students of color travel overseas. For more, we've got a Bardoli student. He's Corey Woodward, a junior at Texas Southern University, headed to Kenya later this year. Also, Anthony Jewett, founder and CEO of Bardoli Global. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi.
How you doing?
So, Anthony, where does the name come from?
Bardoli. I'm a Morehouse man, I have to tell you that first off.
We have had many proud Morehouse men on this show.
I've listened over the years. I'm proud to know. In 1947, there was a very monumental meeting between Gandhi and three African-American educators who were Morehouse men themselves. And they were all men who were mentors to Dr. King. So in theological circles, people say that Dr. King adopted the nonviolent philosophy that made him so successful in the civil rights movement because of this meeting. You know, and so our message is that social change on a large scale for students of color can take place through increased intercultural exchange. So we want to take what happened at Bardoli and make it global.
So why do you think the numbers of travelers overseas in terms of black students is so low?
What research has shown me is that it just hasn't been an educational option. I mean, you know, I'm 26 years old, and frankly, it was something that I was able to do through the kindness of other people. But Dr. Janetta Cole, president of Bennett College for Women, said that there were five factors she called the five Fs: family, finances, fear, faculty, and friends. Basically, that we just don't have a family history of study abroad, that financially, it's just not very feasible for a lot of our students, that we're afraid to step outside of our boxes, that faculty don't champion it enough, and that we are somewhat afraid that if we leave our boxes, that our friends are going to forget who we are. And those are the things that really kind of keep us here. But we've designed a program, hopefully, that's going to overcome all those barriers.
So, Corey, you're going to Kenya. I went to Kenya once as a kid. I really loved it. You're going to have a completely different experience. But did any of the factors that Anthony was talking about give you pause?
No, I would really say that they motivated me. As a finance major and an athlete, I knew that the finance sector of business existed globally. So I was really interested to see how that played a role in the African economy. I mean, I knew I always wanted to study abroad, and I knew that I wanted to go to Africa. I just wasn't sure where in Africa that I wanted to go. But after extensive research and all of that, and kind of crossing out the X's and the O's, it tunneled down to Nairobi.
So Nairobi is a big city, and it's very much an urban experience. What do you hope to learn while you're there?
Well, I hope to learn the culture. I hope to learn how finance it really exists globally. I'm taking an international business course, so I'm hoping that goes well, and just see where in long term where it takes me.
Anthony, what do you think that the folks who go through Bardoli are getting out of this?
What we hope that they're getting out of it in all of our work every day is that we're not just creating study abroad opportunities, but we're creating a real pipeline that translates study abroad opportunities into concrete leadership and professional competencies. That's what this is about at the end of the day. We know that there are outstanding students of color all over this nation at schools, from Ivy League schools to community colleges. And hopefully we're creating a pipeline so that we'll see a new generation of global CEOs and Rhodes Scholars and Doctors Without Borders that look just like you and me all over this nation.
I'm going to go to you first, Anthony, but I want to ask this of both of you. Do you think that this could change Black America if we have more of a connection with the continent or with other parts of the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is our greatest intent. People say this is a great program, but to tell you the truth, Farai, this is not a program. For us, this is a movement. This is a national movement that we know can change the face of Black America, and in fact, Hispanic and Native American communities that we serve as well.
And Corey, what about you?
I would say certainly. There's some things where I say, go tell a friend. I believe this, in turn, this is something that you'll be able to go tell a friend about. Bardoli Global gives you the opportunity to study abroad, and it's feasible. And that's a big thing. The financial aspect of it is a very big thing, because without the scholarships and without the opportunities that Bardoli Global gives to you, the cost for a semester could be very, very costly.
Astronomical.
Yeah, it could be 2-3 times your normal tuition at your university.
Well, Anthony, where do you want to go from here? What do you think that this program should be doing? Not just, I mean, you're so young yourself. You're 26. I remember that. It was a decade plus ago. And in some ways, I thought I knew more then than I do now. But that's another whole topic. So where do you want to go from here?
Nationwide. I'm a proud alumnus, not only of Morehouse College, but of a program called Teach for America. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Teach for America was a huge experience in my life. And Teach for America has been able to build a national movement amongst very outstanding young people across this country to end educational inequity. And we've got the same ambitious goals for what Bardoli Global will do. We, in short, over the next couple of years, want to be in about 10 cities, doing this exact same thing for about 2,000 young people, and really creating a pipeline for them. And so we want to be national, and in some respects, international as well. But we'll talk about that in a few years when that plan shakes out.
Well, Corey, we got to let you go, but just put me in your suitcase. Just think of me. Just leave a little space. So, Corey and Anthony, thanks so much.
In my golf bag.
Oh, that's right. We forgot to talk about the fact that you golf, but we're going to have to save that for another time. But I have all sorts of questions about this golf thing. But again, Corey and Anthony, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Anthony Jewett is the founder and CEO of Bardoli Global, and Corey Woodward is a junior at Texas Southern University in Houston. They spoke with us from member station KUHF in Houston, Texas.